Hi there, and welcome to the Frenetta Tate Show. I am Coach Free, an internationally certified women's empowerment coach and entrepreneur coach. I am a powerful creator with mad skills and a dynamically dope mind in relationships, career, business, fashion, and technology. Welcome to my podcast. This podcast is designed to help you master your mindset, raise your awareness, and empower you to take positive action in your life. I will share life tips and strategies to help you live courageously and consciously. I am sharing what I know and believe. So from a short monologue to a long how-to, I hope you get what you need for a better living experience. Now let's get the party started. I want to talk to you about the purpose, power, provision, and posture as a child of God. My God is an awesome God. Yes. In other words, my God is a breath-giving, wonderful, amazing, incredible, and marvelous God. When we say God is an awesome God, we are talking about his image, his magnificence, his works, and his character. In Genesis 1, we find God speaking life into and over the earth. Let there be light. Let there be a vault between the waters to separate the water from the water. Let the water under the sky be gathered to one place and let dry ground appear. Let the land produce vegetation. Let there be lights in the dome of the sky to separate the day from the night. Let the water teem with living creatures. Let the birds increase on the earth. Let the land produce living creatures according to their kinds. And then let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness. So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them, male and female, he created them. An image is a visual representation of something. You were created in the image of God. Yes, wonderful, amazing, incredible, and marvelous you. It is my prayer and expectation that I will say something that will cause you to stand taller, be bolder, and feel stronger as a representation of God. So you see, no matter your age, marital status, social status, or life experiences, at some point you must come to a resolve about what you believe, how you will live, who you want to be, and the fact that you were created in God's image necessitates this resolve. I want to talk about purpose, power, provision, and posture as a child of God. Let's talk about purpose. 18 plus years ago, I was in Chicago on a business trip in my hotel room. As it happened a few times before, I was very depressed. I was sad and I felt hopeless. I was single and alone. And the enemy was whispering bitter nothings. I say bitter nothings because they weren't sweet nothings, but bitter nothings in my ear, and I listened. Just jump. Just jump out the window. Nobody cares about you. Nobody will miss you. You have no one in your life. You have no one to go home to. So just jump. The world will be a better place without you anyway. There is no purpose for you. As I grabbed the side of the window sill and began to climb up, I felt a push and I fell backwards into the room. As sure as I am talking to you, I heard these words audibly. Do not jump. You have a purpose. I looked around the room because I was startled. I thought another person was in the room with me and I was afraid. And then I started to feel this amazing peace come over me. This peace was an inner knowing, an inner resolve that I was created with a purpose to fulfill on this earth. So for the past 18 plus years, the pursuit of purpose has been a very crucial part of my life. When the month of suicide prevention is a very important month for me, because historically, we don't talk about suicide in the church. But don't you know that one conversation that you have with someone about suicide can change a life? One moment of transparency can save a life. Giving a person your ear so that they can feel heard can give them hope. Do you know that it is more impactful to stop and pray for someone than it is to tell them, give it to God and walk away? You see, we all want to be heard and we all want to feel that we are not alone in what we are going through. You have a distinct purpose. You have a blessing within you that someone else is in need of. It could be someone sitting next to you or thousands of miles away. You are already chosen to bring forth something mighty, great, and unforgettable in this earth. It doesn't matter where you have been or what you have done, your purpose stands. In Acts 4, verses 1 through 2, Peter and John knew their purpose of teaching and healing, and they did it with conviction and passion, so much so that it became annoying. Some people will be annoyed when you walk in your purpose, but I want you to walk in it anyway. If you don't know your purpose, you can listen to your gifts. What is the one thing that you do better than others? You can listen to your passions. What moves me? But most importantly, you can listen to God, because since He has called you, He is completely able to reveal your purpose to you. And He will as you diligently seek Him. Read Hebrews chapter 11, verses 6. We can't walk in our purpose without understanding our power, which brings me to the next point, power. You see, many of us give away our power constantly by the words of our mouths and through our actions. We talk more about what the devil is doing and how busy he is, seemingly forgetting how powerful our God is and how powerful we are. Go back to Genesis chapter 1, verses 28 to verse 30. Read that and then go to Luke chapter 10, verses 18 and 19. You see, God gives power. He says, I give you power. This is not just spiritual power, it's personal power. We give away so much of our personal power that we allow others to dictate our responses and emotions. We give other people power over the way we think, feel, and behave. Often we don't even realize it. Giving away your personal power robs you of your strength mentally and emotionally. I want to share a few ways to keep your power. Number one, Don't waste energy complaining. Focus on solving the problem. You see, complaining keeps you focused on the problem and prevents you from creating a solution. Number two, accept responsibility for how you feel. It is completely up to you to manage your emotions regardless of how other people behave. Number three, establish healthy boundaries. You see, you got to speak up for yourself when you need to. You cannot blame anybody for what you allow. Number four, practice forgiveness. Holding a grudge punishes you and interferes with your ability to enjoy life. Forgiving someone is the best way to take your power back. Number five, know your values. When you're not clear what your values are, you can be easily led astray. Acknowledge your values and live true to what's important to you. Number seven, know that you always have a choice. While there will certainly be consequences for the decision you make, acknowledge that you always have choices. Number eight, your self-worth is independent of others' opinions. Evaluate the merit of criticism you receive, but never allow one person's opinion to determine your worth. When God gives power, He also gives provision, which brings me to my next point, provision. When God shows you what He wants to do, when He gives vision, know that within it is the provision for accomplishing it. The provision is not outside of it. A lot of times we look for what we need outside of us, not realizing we already possess it. Once God gives you the vision and you receive that vision, guess what? Things begin to unfold. And things are continuously revealed to you. Open your eyes. Your constant belief activates all of the unfolding of the people, the resources, the tools, the supplies, and the opportunities come in your way. You see, God provides what you need when you need it. Children of God made in His image, do not worry. They trust God. No matter where you find yourself, you are not far from God's provision and protection. He will never give vision without provision. But we can miss His provision when we don't have the right posture, which brings me to my next point, posture. As a child of God, we are often challenged when it comes to our attitude, expectation, and approach to God. We can get so overwhelmed by our circumstances that our positioning gets cloudy, and so does our view of God. When I say posture, I'm referring to the way we, as children of God, choose to deal with life. You see, we don't respond as if we have no hope. We respond with an understanding and a belief in the awesomeness of God who has purposed, empowered, and provided for us. In Acts 4, verse 24, as the believers prayed together, they acknowledged the awesomeness of God when they said, "Sovereign Lord, You made the heavens and the earth and the sea and everything in them. Do you know that the very moment you pray in faith, the moment you humble yourself before God, the moment you seek God, God hears you?" Go to Daniel chapter 10, verse 12. So when you pray, expect God. Expect God to be God. He can move heaven and earth in your favor. He is always working behind the scenes on your behalf. He knew what you needed before you knew you needed it and provided it. Trust and do not be double-minded about what you believe, because if it is for you, no one can thwart that work being done in your life. No one can snatch you from God's mighty hand. As children of God, we wait on the Lord. We know He strengthens us. We know His grace is sufficient. Above all, we are encouraging that there is nothing that happens that God is surprised about. See, God is not like us. Go to Numbers chapter 23, verse 19. So we are steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the things of God. Okay? Purpose, power, provision, and posture. How you represent God is crucial in your walk. When I am faced with a challenge, good, bad, or ugly, this is how I represent God. This is what I speak to myself. My steps are ordered by the Lord. I trust and believe that He will see me through anything that I encounter along life's journey, because He knows what is on the way and has provided a way of escape or a strategy to overcome it. I need not fret, be afraid, or have any fear or anxiety about the future. It is in His hands. I am obedient to doing what He has called me to do. The plan for my life is a good plan, a plan that will not harm me, but will give me hope and a bright future. It is a good plan. Because there is a plan for my life, I know that all things work together for good because I love God and I am called according to His purposes. Because I am called according to His purposes, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. This is my heritage. A weapon may form, but it will not prosper in its plan to do me any harm, because the God plan, the good plan, will not bring me harm. Because my life is in His hands, He will do exceedingly abundantly above anything I can ask, think, or even imagine, because He knows intricately and accurately what I need to live this life He has given me. I've cast my cares upon Him because He cares for me. Because He cares for me, He whispers to me, "This is the way, walk ye in it," so that I will be circumspect and wise. I believe this because God is not a man that He should lie, nor the Son of Man that He should repent. So therefore, I will not lean onto my own understanding, but acknowledge Him in all my ways, and He will direct my path because He orders my steps. Psalm 24, verse 8 asks the question, "Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle." Let me tell you how I see you. I see you stronger, taller, and bolder. I see everything you touch turn to gold. I see your hands full of provision for every need. I see you walking in your purpose and in your power. I see new jobs, collaborations, opportunities, and new business ventures with the right partners. I see personal growth, family and sister unity. I see great marriages, relationships, healthy babies. I see an economic turnaround, financial abundance, and new homeowners. I see greatness in your life. I see favor all around you. I see success in your pursuits. I want you to see yourself as God sees you, in his awesome image, magnificent, wonderful, amazing, remarkable, incredible, and marvelous. He has given you purpose, power, and provision. And our posture is, our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Glory to God. This has been an episode of the Frenetta Tate Show. Tune in regularly to get strategies to help you navigate through life, business, career, and relationships. If you've enjoyed the content, I invite you to join, support, and share the show. Thank you. This podcast is powered by Frenetta Tate International. May the good you do last longer than you. See you next time. Shine on.